It's B-Maz and Beamer. Now, Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Brian Mazurowski, Joe Beamer here with you on WBEN. Joe, we got to get right to it. All right. Yesterday, surprise Joe Beamer, which is maybe the best type of Joe.
Yes.
Some surprise Joe Beamer. Right in the middle of your day, just like, boom. Got some surprise Joe.
There was someone who texted in, I walk away for 10 minutes and now I'm stuck with Beamer.
But you yesterday were talking about something I thought was super interesting. The, you know, old acts coming back, Blink 182.
Yes.
Announcing, which is, it's just so strange to think it's like an onion-like website. And I had to like copy, I sent this to all my friends yesterday. Where they do, you know, kind of those stupid, like, funny headlines of stuff. It's, like, so hard to think of that band in this way. The Hard Times sent out the headline, Dad Begs Kids to Let Him Go See Blink 182. It's, like, completely flipped from what it was. Like, it's hard to remember that, oh, yeah, that was 25 years ago, like, at the height of their popularity.
Yeah.
You know, people who weren't born when that happened are now full adults. Like, that's just crazy to think.
That's true.
Like, the way that happens.
I mean, a lot of people, the last Blink 182 show, they had their parents waiting in the parking lot for them.
Like, that's crazy. And now they're going to have their kids waiting in the parking lot for them. Take me home, son. But no, I was super excited. I'm like, over the last 24 hours, I've been texting people trying to figure out which of these shows we're going to go to.
Debating what city you're going to go to.
It's the perfect, because it's, you know, one of my favorite old bands, and one of my favorite new bands is opening, Turnstile. I'm going to see them a month from now in Buffalo. It's one of, you know, immediately. Oh, we got, where are we going? Pittsburgh, Columbus.
You see Turnstile twice in less than a year.
I'm going to see him three times in less than a year.
Oh, look at that.
I can't wait. So we're trying to figure that out. But you were talking about, you know, they're, along with the tour, they're getting back together, but they're also releasing a new album.
Yeah.
And you, the look on your face. See, now you are like kind of writing it off. I feel like I'm.
You give these albums a chance.
Yes, I'm there with you to an extent, but not all the way.
I expect every time a band from the 90s or early 2000s comes out with a, quote, new album, it's going to sound like the lead singer from Tonic opened up for Sugar Ray and did all new stuff, except for that one Tonic song that everyone knows. And I expect every 90s band's new stuff to sound like that Tonic lead singer, which was a mixture of 90s and trying to sound new.
To be bad is what you're kind of...
And that was a long way to say I'm expecting it to be bad. And maybe that's unfair to the artist, but, you know, you go on tour. I brought the example. I went to go see Garth Brooks in 2015, and I love Garth Brooks. Garth Brooks is great. I like Garth Brooks stuff from the 90s. Even throw a Chris Gaines song in there. That's fine. I didn't want to hear five cuts off his new album. I'm sorry. I didn't go buy it. I want to hear the greatest hits.
Do you think he put that in as, like, the bathroom break, though?
Tell me that, then. You know, I have a lot of respect for Sugar Ray because they said, hey, we're playing three new songs that you probably don't know, so if you need a drink, you got to go to the bathroom. This is the time.
I will never forget McCartney. I was so panicked in the middle of seeing a Beatle in person for maybe, like, the only time.
You got to go to the bathroom?
I had to go to the bathroom. Ooh. And then he started talking about how he was going to play his song that he wrote for a video game. And I was like, yes, thank you, Paul. And I was there and back in my seat before that song ended. No, but I give it a chance. The problem with, like, the modern age and how you consume media as opposed to back then is, like, you only have one chance, though. That's the thing. Like, I will listen to, you know, any band that I've liked in the past. If they're releasing new music, like, I'll put it on. I'll put new bands on. Like, But the problem is you now have access to everything all at once.
Right.
That, like, a couple weeks ago on Friday, there were three or four artists that I like releasing some sort of new material on, like, the same day. And it's just, how do you listen to, like, how do you even give it there? Sometimes it's really good, but it has a shorter leash than it ever has. Like, as opposed, if you were to buy the CD, you're going to keep that in the car for a while. It might grow on you. I've listened to so many albums that first listen, I was like, eh. And then you listen to it a few times and it really grows on you and you start to really like it. But I don't think like a lot of people give it that chance anymore.
No, and you know, maybe that's the thing, Brian. There's two things. I used to, as you said, CDs. Oh, I'd go, I'd buy it. I'm excited for this new album. Hear it and go, this is awful. Or it's just, you know, starting to get old, right? Mid-30s, I'm starting to say, I just want the stuff that I know. I don't want to learn something new.
They do say that you listen to the music you listen to between the ages of 16 and 18 for the rest of your life.
I think that's true.
I know. I always, at the time, you know, when I was 18 and 19, at that time, I said, no way. But now as you get older, you're like, yeah, that's true. Not literally the same music, but kind of the same
type of music.
Type of music, yeah. The same idea. I think that's super true.
The actual songs from when you're 16 and 18, though, there are songs that I didn't like as much that now I hear again and go, what didn't I like about this song? Yeah. I like it even better now.
It's too hard. I need to retire to listen to music. Like, there's just too much music. Like, not enough hours in the day. There's too much to listen to.
You have access to it, like you said, the minute it comes out. So now it's not, well, I'll buy this one this week, this one. It's like, well, I have all four right now on my phone. Which one am I going to listen to?
But when it comes to, like, older bands, I feel like there are a couple of different groups of people. Like, it's split up into three, and I'm in the middle group, where there are, like, the hardcore stans who... your favorite band releasing new music and you're going to listen to it and back it and buy it and no matter what.
Yes.
Even if you really don't like it.
I had a guy call in yesterday who was in that group.
You have the people who are in your shoes who are like, I don't want to hear any of your new stuff whatsoever. You don't even
give me rock show.
Twice.
Give me First Date. Let's go.
And then there's me like in the middle. I'm there for it. I would like to listen to it. I will give it a shot. But I don't anymore feel as I might have when I was like 16 through 18. I don't feel the need to love it anymore. And maybe part of that is because I didn't spend $20 to have it. Like, there's something about when you spend the money.
I'm going to like this.
Yes. Right? Like, you're determined to give it every chance you possibly could to like it because you invested in it. Now... you're not really, now it's more of like, listen to it, and if I like it, then I'll invest in it. Instead of invest in it and then see if you like it. Wilco, I love Wilco. They, you know, they're releasing music all the time, and I don't, you know, feel the need to. If I don't really connect with one of their records, like, I don't feel the need to.
Go back
and listen to it and, you know, give all the effort into it and like it anymore, and then the next one comes out and I really do like it. It's not like I just don't like their new music. It's more hit and miss maybe than it used to be for their first, you know, string of five records. The Dropkick Murphys record that came out this past couple weeks is maybe the first time in 20 years I did not have a physical copy of it in my hand at release day. Part of that is because their main singer isn't on the record, but it's just, you know, I don't feel the need to have it and like stand by it no matter what that I might have used to.
Wait until you fall in love with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know what? The good thing is that not everyone's in the group that I'm in, and I think a lot of people are in the group that you're in, Brian. You know, this is a very old example, but Roy Orbison. Right? I mean, he was big in the late 50s, early 60s. 24, 25 years later, comes back and has, you know, a chart-topping album. Unfortunately, passed away in the middle of that comeback. But that does show that people do give older artists a chance and that it is possible.
Oh, your name carries a lot of value.
Yeah, and it is possible. I would say that a majority of people are in that middle group when it comes to bands and music that they like.
It also depends on what the music is, right? Like old country artists. You listen to Tom T. Hall and some of the stuff he did when he was older. And, like, that's just an artist, the way he always wrote music. Like, you can age very well into your genre.
Yes.
And, like, not lose your fastball. I go and see Social Distortion live sometimes. They're playing the songs at, like, half or a third speed than they should be played because they're old and they're trying to play really fast rock songs.
Yeah.
It's really funny that, of course, I spent like a week railing about adults watching cartoons, and Blink-182 is the musical version of that. I mean, it's like the most immature, like that's their shtick. It's the most immature music there possibly is. So it does make you wonder, they're coming out with new music. Like, what is that going to be like? You're now pitching your immature music, and by all, you know, accounts, looking at the video, their teaser video they did, they're going back to
yes,
what made them a hit, the immaturity. You're now pitching that to, instead of 7th and 8th graders, 40-year-olds. It's going to be very interesting to see how that plays out. And like our text comes in, my daughter was in 8th grade when she went to see them with her friend's mom driving. Sorry, doesn't seem like adult music. Right? It isn't. So I listen to the old stuff because it's music you grew up with.
Right, you weren't an adult.
And you weren't an adult, but music is one of those things that like sticks with you for your entire life. Will I like the new immature music hearing it for the first time as a 33-year-old?
Yeah, I mean, it would be really tough for them not to go back to that, right?
They did, but some of their other, you know, they graduated out of it. They've had some good songs, yeah, but it never connected and hit the same way that
exactly
the immaturity
did. Exactly. They're hoping to change someone like mine's mind,
yeah,
with, hey, we're going back. I don't care how old we are. We're going back to that stuff.
It's Scooby-Doo. It's like, hey, it's a new Scooby-Doo movie. I'm counting on you, 30-year-old, to come and watch it like you used to when, yep, you were in 7th and 8th grade, instead of just watching the old reruns.
Hey, we all need a night out. We all need a night to let loose.
That's right. I do it frequently. That's like that's the thing. But no, looking forward to that. I enjoyed that yesterday from you, Joe.
By the way, someone called in and they were going to see Iron Maiden last night. But Iron Maiden only has one original member left.
Yeah,
that's touring with the band. So if that caller said they might text in with it, they had kind of set the bar lower because of the lack of original members.
I have, like, that is a reason why I wouldn't go see Iron Maiden. I haven't seen Iron Maiden. They came to town maybe 5 years ago, like so fairly recently, and I didn't go see them. But I have heard like rave reviews of their show. Like their show is like better than ever. And like the over-the-top theatrics and everything, like stuff that I'm not usually into, but I've heard people who are kind of into the stuff that I'm into say, like, this is incredible. Wow. So I bet you that was a good one.
Yeah.
But anyways.
At the Scotiabank Arena, by the way.
Is that what they're calling it in Toronto now?
Yeah, the old Air Canada Center.
Is that, these names are just.
Well, that's because now there's two Scotiabanks.
Well, there's
one in Ottawa.
There's 15 of them. Everything in Canada is the Scotiabank Arena or the Rogers Arena.
Yeah.
And now, I have no idea what anybody's talking about.
So whatever the Scotia building is in Toronto is where they were, because I know there's also a Scotia in Ottawa, but I'm not sure which one's center and which one's arena. So
the Bills game, everyone's going to be watching it maybe this Sunday.
Hey, everyone has the opportunity.
If you have Verizon, I don't know, Joe, what are you thinking of right there? Now, I mean, think about this as a person who, you know, doesn't currently have a bunch of like streaming and antennas and like doesn't have the full wherewithal. Your normal way, you are watching TV the way I still dream about watching TV, which is I have a clicker, I have a TV, I hit a button and it's on.
Yes.
You see that announcement that as of this weekend, if you have Verizon, you're no longer going to get Channel 4 and you might not be able to watch the Bills game. I mean, what's going through your head?
Well, I'm going to ease everyone's mind, Brian. Number one, I mean, I have an antenna because I have a package that just gives you the cable, and you actually save money. You're not paying for the local channels that you can get on your antenna. It's a pretty wild idea. But also, here's the thing. These negotiations, Brian, we've all had a provider, right? The provider I had just went without ESPN for a week. But it was really just a week, and then they renegotiated with Disney. And, you know, in 2022, you can always take someone's password and sign into an app. But anyway, here's what I'm going to tell you. If you have Verizon, you have two options. Go and get an antenna. Digital antenna pictures are amazing in 2022. Or how about this? On Sunday, sign up for a 7-day free trial of Paramount Plus, which has Channel 4 streaming. So right there, I gave you two ways to watch the Bills game, Brian, because here's the thing. These negotiations are always going to happen. As long as we have cable and or forms of cable like YouTube TV or Sling, you're going to have these negotiations. And, hey, every now and then a channel's going to disappear. But for Sunday, right there, two options to make sure you have the Bills game on a TV in front of you.
Those disputes are becoming like more and more frequent through the years. So listen to this. Blackouts per year. This is, you know, being like held in the data. In 2010, there were 8 blackouts of, you know, this sort of dispute ending in a channel not being on, you know, one of the major channels.
I remember one
year.
CBS on Spectrum.
Yeah. 2012, 90. In 2015, wow. There were 123. In 2019, there were 276.
Wow.
Carriage dispute blackouts. So they're becoming more and more frequent.
It's like every contract is going to lapse before they come to an agreement.
Yes, they're taking it further and further to where now I think maybe because you have other options, these companies feel a little bit more like, well, we can let this go past the deadline because people aren't really going to miss out.
Yeah, they're not going to leave us.
Yeah.
Right.
But I don't know. Is that true? How do you watch TV? I think it's the most confusing it's ever been, ever. Joe, because I know everything you just said, and I understand it. But to me, like, the way you have your TV set up is crazy. And then if I were to explain it to you, like, in my house, I still have, like, the old PlayStation. Yep. Because I have something. Why would I ever buy a streaming stick or a smart TV? Like, I got my TV when smart TVs weren't really all that good either. I have that hooked up. You have to go into the PlayStation, hit like the video thing, and then go to any one of these like 5 services to figure out. You would think that what I do is crazy, even though you completely understand it.
Yeah.
To each person, I think it is so different what they have available to watch in their house, how they watch it, and what they're willing to do. Because that third thing I think is important, that what you're willing to do. I held on to cable for the longest time, Joe, because I valued and placed a money value on the ability to just sit on the couch, have one remote, click, boom, TV on. Like, there's no huss, no fuss, no buffering, no loading.
Doesn't get any
no
better.
Different services to go on. It's no menu. It's just boom.
Yeah.
TV on. I hit 2-6 and I know what's going to pop up.
Yes. ESPN.
like there was a real value to that. How much do you still value it based on everything that's available to you right now? 803-0930 if you want to weigh in here on B-Maz and Beamer.
I was just like you. When we moved into the apartment we're in now, which was just a little over a year ago, Brian, we were set up with a cable box, the same as our provider, you know, the internet provider, and that's what we wanted. We didn't want any kind, you know, we like to have the Netflix, the Hulu, but we didn't want to be dependent on streaming services. We all know the buffering, as you mentioned, but it price-wise just got, you know, when you get out of that introductory price, it's kind of ridiculous when I can get the same channels. I literally lost no channels switching from the Verizon Fios to the streaming service we have now, except local channels. Mm-hmm. I didn't lose those because I just plug in an antenna and someone asked, does it work really well? I'm telling you, where I live, the antenna works great. It's an indoor antenna, and I have 2 fail-safes. If the Bills are on CBS, well, guess what? I have the antenna, Paramount Plus. If they're on NBC, I have the antenna, I have Peacock, right? So you have multiple options, and I think that's another reason these negotiations are going on, because, like you said, other options. Hey, it's kind of tough to say, you need to sign this contract, when I can say, well, you're putting yourself out on 5 different platforms that my customers probably have another one of.
See, that's it's someone saying, oh, it's almost 2023. Get with the program. Cut the cord. Get with technology. A few years ago, we got rid of the cable. I mean, you still have to have the cable service in some way, shape, or form if you want the internet and the ability to stream things.
Yes.
But we went to
that's a good point.
Myself, 2 other households. We split YouTube TV. So that's our new thing that we go on. And then I have my brother-in-law's Netflix. I have Joe's Paramount Plus. I have my own ESPN and Peacock. We split the YouTube. What else do we have? We have somebody else's Hulu now. You know, we've got it all under the umbrella. Where it's sourced from is anybody's guess. But now we have all these different places, and I don't like having to switch through all the things. And I tell you one thing we don't have. I have all these streaming services. I have YouTube TV. I have whatever you want for. Guess who isn't able to watch the Sabres game tomorrow night at home?
That's you.
That's me.
Yeah.
B-Maz and Beamer, we'll be right back. Let us know. What's your TV like at home? 803-0930 on WBEN.
It's B-Maz and Beamer. Now, Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer. News Radio 930 WBEN.
That's right. B-Maz and Beamer back here with you on WBEN. Hope everyone's having a pretty nice day out there. Joe, the TV streaming situation.
Yes.
I wonder if there's anyone panicking out there that we can kind of help walk through. You'll be able to watch the Bills game and Channel 4. By some way, shape, or form. But it is, you do have to admit, it complicates things to be able to do that. You have to go and take an extra step when you used to just turn on your TV.
Yes.
If this impacts you, now you have to go buy something, hook it up, and figure it out that way.
For the antenna. Or you'll have to go to your app store, but some people don't
App store. Like what? I have a TV. Like I don't have an app store. I have an app store on my phone.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. That's going to be an issue for some people. I mean, I think the easier, because here's the thing. This won't be the only time, right? Channel 2 will be next, then Channel 7. You know what I mean? I mean, as you mentioned, this is becoming more and more regular. I think it would be a good idea. Get a $25 antenna. And just have it, just in case. And, by the way, there's a channel that plays Columbo on the antenna on cable.
Now we know why you went out and got it.
But I'm saying, I think that's a nice backup. It's not the old days of a fuzzy picture. It's a clear digital picture. But, you know, Brian, you might also want to think about getting some kind of Roku or Fire Stick because, I don't know... Like you said, it's so much easier just to turn your TV on and there's the TV, right? You don't have to go to a menu to an app for this, an app for that. But don't you want to be open to the cheaper options? I'm speaking from someone who's very cheap. But don't you want to have that option for something cheaper if your cable bill continues to climb?
The problem is... like define cheaper. Like that's when you start to add everything up. Like, is it really
you make a valid
less
point.
Expensive yes. at the end of the day? So when I cut my, traditional cable, I finally said, see ya. The bill got up to, I think it was around 160, I want to say.
With internet.
Yes. So okay. Now that's the important thing to remember here. I don't think it was that much. It might have been 120 might have been my tipping point. Where, of course, it started at 60.
Yeah.
Like, for everything. And then, it ends up with, like, 120. So, then you go, okay, we've had enough of that. Well, you still need internet. Where I live, you only have one option. I mean, there's no other... You need the internet. You need it from the same company.
Right.
So, now that is 75, the internet. Now, it could be less... if I get a phone and, everything else, too, and have, like, some new bundle. But, no, I don't want... a phone number, like, that I'm not going to hook up or, anything else. I just want the internet. So that's 75. So already, you're almost all the way there. So then I get YouTube TV. We split it a few ways. That's 25
bucks
a month.
Which is genius.
But, now I'm already up to $100.
Right.
And I don't even have the Sabres games that I used to have. So, and then you add in, what's Netflix now? 13 a month, something like that. All these other streaming services add up. I'm probably now with internet, the YouTube, the Peacock that I pay for, and ESPN. I'm right back where I started in terms of price.
Yes, but here's the thing. So when we cut Verizon and just kept the internet, we were over $200. Now, you know me, Brian, I have to have the sports pack, right? I mean, that's going to happen. Now, with a sports pack, we're paying $57 a month, okay? Now... yes, that's without local stations. I have to find those on an antenna or another streaming platform. Sorry. Also, to get the Sabres games, to get the Mets games, yeah, I have to know someone's password that has a service that has SNY and MSG. And you know what? I do. Thank my parents. But you know, those other services, Brian, I was having those when we had Verizon. I had Netflix, I had Hulu, I had ESPN Plus, Disney Plus, HBO Max. So those prices were already there. And now I find myself doing this. Okay, HBO Max. You know, we've watched a lot of the movies on there. Euphoria is not making new episodes. We're not watching anything currently. So guess what? HBO Max, done until a show comes back or a movie comes back we want to watch. Stars. Stars for Hightown. When Hightown's off the air, gone. We don't need you. I know you do that with Peacock, right? You have it for certain times, and you might get rid of it for a month or two to save a few bucks.
Yeah, it's so annoying. Like, you know what I want to do, Joe? I want to go back to, I have a thing.
That'll never happen.
I pay you for the thing, and it's a reasonable rate, and then, like, I don't have to cancel, remember what I do have. Like, oh, man, I forgot to, oh, no, it re-upped without me canceling this month. Now I got to pay another 10 bucks. Oh, you know, and then redo it and then shuffle all the, I'm like, I'm a juggler here, like, with all my streaming sticks flying through the air.
Here's where we are different, because again, I will point to my cheapness. I might not be organized when it's, hey, where's my car title? I don't know. but if it means I can save $10, believe me, the day that thing is due, the day before that thing is due, I will be there to cancel it. Or my wife and I will just have a conversation like, hey, Hightown's not coming back for two more months. We can cancel Stars. I'll cancel it that day. You know what I mean? And then you still have Stars till the end of the month, but then it's gone. And I think we're going to start doing that with things like Netflix, Hulu, Disney Plus, and ESPN, you can't because those are a bundle. But Netflix, HBO Max, Stars, you know, those are the three. Paramount Plus would be that way, but so many other people have my Paramount Plus password, and now with the whole Channel 4 thing, I'm just going to leave that going. But, you know, those three apps, that's 30 bucks a month. And if I'm not watching, if I'm not going to watch anything on it, if I have no interest going into that pay period, I'll cancel it. And guess what? If something comes up, oh, we wanted to watch that, I'll get it right there. That to me, because now we're down to under $100 on the streaming services if I'm only using each month what I'm actually going to watch.
Yeah, that just... but, you know, again, like, even if you're juggling and you only have... Like, I only mentioned two, or really three streaming things that we're actively paying for, plus internet. Again, $120 a month. Like, we're right back to where
we
started.
Hey.
Like, am I getting more? I'm getting what I had before, minus the Sabres games, something I actually want to watch and would watch.
I got a password for you.
But I don't want another password. I just want to turn on my TV. I'm getting more. Like, I can watch. I don't watch a lot of TV, though. Like, you can get more. All this other junk, you know, whatever the new show that tells me how terrible Barney was and, you know, the who got murdered, you know, 20 years ago, and now I can watch a whole documentary about it.
Like, yeah.
How many of those
kind of... Dateline.
I do have, like, all the... I can watch all the soccer games now, which is great.
You like that? All the NHL games, except for the Sabres.
I can watch literally every hockey game except for Buffalo Sabres games broadcast on the local network. Which it's just like incredible to me that's the case.
I think we are going to get. There's one way we're going to go. It's not going to stay like we are right now. We're either going to run back to cable, or I think this is what's going to happen. And you see this more and more places are putting stuff on their platform. Right? Look at the shows owned by NBC Universal. Right? That's on an E or a USA or a Bravo. Not that I watch these, but I know people who do. And the day after they air, they're on Peacock. You don't need cable to watch those shows, right? The Kardashians, which I've been told is a huge show, moved to Hulu off of cable. I think we're going to move to a part where these cable channels are all going to form into different streaming platforms, and that's how you're going to pick it. I think the companies themselves are moving further and further away from the cable, again, because what's the gain of having a cable station if it's not sports? Sports is... Without sports, I probably wouldn't have cable. I mean, that's what I have cable for. NFL Red Zone, Virginia Tech games. That's what I watch on cable. Sports. Everything else, I'll watch on a streaming service. You know, Young and the Restless. The minute after it airs, it's on Paramount Plus. So yeah. What's the point of having these things? This is where they're moving to. You know, How It's Made, one of my favorite shows ever, How It's Made on the Science Channel, is now on the Discovery Plus platform. You can't even get it on demand.
Did you catch that episode with the bowling ball? Shocking twist.
Come on.
Shocking ending.
I can watch How It's Made. Brian, you could sit me in a room with just a TV and tell me you can't watch sports, you can't watch anything. If you had How It's Made on, I could sit in that room for a month and not be bored.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's one of those shows for sure. You see The Mole is back, by the way?
No.
On Netflix. They redid it. Wow. One of my favorite shows from back then. I opened up Netflix because we were going to watch, you know, Jeffrey Dahmer. Another, you know, just murder. That's all that's on TV. Is
very well done series.
But The Mole is back. And I'm like, all right, well, the next time I'm in the mood to watch TV,
yeah,
we're watching The Mole. I have a feeling it's not going to be as good.
Yeah, probably not. I find myself moving away from... My wife is the only reason I watch new shows. Because I find myself... I'm on the couch, right? All right, what's on the cable channels? Nothing. Okay, what's on this? Oh, that looks good. Maybe I'll get into that. What do I end up watching? How It's Made, Seinfeld, or How I Met Your Mother, or Frasier. Those are the four shows I will end up on. Or Columbo, but you need 2 hours to watch Columbo. I find myself just reverting back to stuff I've watched a million times. I have all these platforms, and that's what I'm doing.
I do. I do get surprised that I don't read more about how even local in bigger cities, primarily. You do see this in some bigger cities, like WGN. Does WGN Chicago have the Cubs?
No, the Cubs made their own network. Marquee.
Oh, well, there you go. But like of broadcast networks.
Yeah.
Like getting, you know, if the Sabres were on broadcast TV, you know, not everybody's a fan, but like day to day, would that do better than, you know, maybe not The Bachelor, but whatever the heck else is?
It might actually do better. The last two seasons of The Bachelor have been, I have not watched The Bachelor in two years.
There's a million reasons why that doesn't happen. You know, all the different contracts and everything, but like
local news too.
Yeah, but still, you know, you'd think that like some of these sporting events would be a better play than something, and you'd have the benefit of being over the air.
Yeah. I'll tell you this. I think in 10 years, most, if not all, sports will be on streaming. We are already starting to see this with the Thursday night games. We're starting to see this with the Yankees. They put 21 games on Amazon Prime this year. You're seeing more and more baseball teams branch out to a streaming platform. I think we're going to get to the point, and maybe this is the next time the MSG contract's up, where how you watch the Sabres? No, the Sabres didn't buy their own sports network. The Sabres are on the Sabres app. And that's how you watch the games.
You look at the MLS Soccer League. They signed this big deal with Apple to have Apple be their... I mean, the games are on Apple TV, their streaming platform. And that, you know, that league in 2 years is going to be bigger than the NHL. So you already have a major sports league. Do that exact thing. We're going all streaming. And then Apple can, you know, lease it out. We can have games on TV somewhere else. But if you want to watch every game, we're on this streaming platform. And there you go, local or not.
They moved away from ESPN?
Yep. Oh, I mean, a huge sack of money from Apple.
Apple TV really going sports. They had Friday Night Baseball and now the entire MLS.
Yeah. Wow. Which is like very much like the NHL in the sense that... maybe not. Maybe I want to walk that back. It's a lot like baseball and hockey a little bit, where that league is huge in the cities where they play.
Right.
Like they have huge followings. Everywhere else, not so much, because you can watch other soccer with, you know, bigger teams, more well-known players.
You turn on these MLS games, those places are packed.
They're huge in the city. And I feel like that's like a baseball thing. Where in the cities where there's baseball teams, it's huge. Everywhere else, you walk around here, most people just couldn't really care less. Hockey is very regional in that way. In a city where there's a hockey team, like you go in the middle of the country where there's no hockey teams nearby. Is anybody watching the NHL?
No.
I'm going to guess no, but they're probably watching football. There's probably a bunch of NBA fans.
Yeah, unless you're in one of the Dakotas. And they're watching where they're...
Right. The Dakotas, a huge hockey market up there. But the ease of... Like, that is the killer for me. Like, the idea that, all right, we're going to have the antenna hooked up here, plus this thing hooked up, and we got all these different apps, and you get this and that, and I can watch. I mean, I know there's houses where you have to be on a legitimately on a different TV to watch certain things,
yeah,
because not everything is hooked up through whatever the TV is hooked up on.
You can only watch local channels, except for Channel 4 because it's on Paramount Plus, in our living room because the other TV, yeah, two TVs don't have an antenna.
But that, like, that's to get to that point from where we were, I feel like we spent so many years. It's everything's cyclical, like everything everywhere, from fashion to TV. We spent so many years with these big cable packages,
oh yeah,
full of channels that nobody watched, being like, well, I wish I could just pick and choose. And now we've gotten to this point where you're picking and choosing, and
you're spending more money.
You're spending more, just as much money, and you're like, well, I wish I had the ease of just having everything on one box.
But let's be honest. Most people should be thinking that way and maybe are starting. But at first, it's like, oh, only $9.99 a month for this. I'm getting all this. Oh, only $5.99. You know, eventually, Brian, as you point out, it adds up. But I think people thought, I have to pay $12.99 per cable box. So right now, I'm already starting at $36. And then, you know, I have to pay for, if I want to watch anything that I actually want to watch, that's never the cheap package. That's at least the one package up. You know what I mean? So, yeah, you're buying the stuff you want, and it's adding up. But, you know, it's only hitting your card at $9.99 a time, $5.99 a time, $13.99 a time. You know, except instead of
like
the one big payment.
At the used record store, you nickel and dime yourself to death.
Yes.
Like, oh, man, it's only $5. Here, it's only $5. And boom, boom, boom. And then you're out the door spending more money than if you were to just go and buy one full price record like you used to do.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the exact same thing, and they're getting me.
But, you know, I used to say that I think it's going to push us back to cable. I now think it's just we are going to where cable will be. You see sports starting to go to streaming, right? And don't fool yourself. Netflix will get in the game somehow. And I think we're going to get to a point where we're getting away from cable and everything will be streaming. Okay, you want to watch this sport, you want to watch this show, you need this app. And that's how you're going to do it. And you will have to pick and choose. But it'll just turn out to be, wait, this was everything that was on my cable package 15 years ago. And now it's taking up. Now I have to delete things on my Fire Stick.
Deleting stuff. Yeah, go to this menu. Hit the arrow.
Remember the password.
Oh, enough. Enough of it. Yeah. It's just.
You've been locked out of your account because someone forgot your password and tried to get in.
Sorry. But no, like it's just crazy. Then the price balloons to all these. I mean, that I have the ESPN streaming. I get to watch all the German soccer games.
Yeah.
Like, which is just, if you would have told me that 15 years ago, I could have every single game, no problem. Just watch with the click of a button. Like, it's amazing. But I have to say, like, it started at $5 or $6 a month, and now what? It's 10 or 12?
Yeah.
Like 4 years?
And it's going to blow up. Look at these contracts they're signing now, especially, you know, I focus a lot on college sports. In college sports, all of these contracts now say, including ESPN Plus. And they're starting to put big games on there. I mean, Kansas is one of the biggest surprises of the season. One of their early season in-conference games was an ESPN Plus game only. You're just going to see more and more of that.
Well, hopefully you can get it figured out by Sunday if you're in this situation.
Like I said, get the antenna, or if you're saying, Joe, I'm not going to hook an antenna up to my TV, get Paramount Plus, and on Sunday, sign up for the 7-day free trial, and then you'll have the Bills game. And I can't make guarantees, but I can almost assure you that the contract will be negotiated by the time of the next Bills game, which, by the way, is on NBC, not CBS after this week.
I know. I might get an antenna just for the utility of it. Like, I could see myself.
You want that Columbo channel.
That's it. We'll be back with you tomorrow, B-Maz and Beamer.
We will be. And before we get out of here, Brian, I just want to say, Joe Crozier passed away, and I was very fortunate to know Joe. I met Joe when I was in high school. I was a hockey nerd. Couldn't play hockey. I played lacrosse, ran cross country, couldn't play hockey, but I would always help out with the team, and Joe was at the rink. His son was the coach, Rich Crozier, also an extremely nice guy. And Joe Crozier, I mean, just full of information. I could listen to that guy talk forever and still want more. And it just, I know this is so cliche, but just a genuinely great man. And my thoughts are with him and his family, his son Rich, Joe Crozier, RIP. And if anyone knows the calling hours, get that information to me. I'd like to pay my respects.
Always hanging around the rink.
Yeah.
Like, you know, for years and years and years, and everyone loved him.
Yeah. I mean, you would go to the Pepsi Center, and he would be just walking around. I mean, he loved the game, and he would want to tell you everything he knew and then some about the game.
Super cool to see. Well, RIP, and we'll be back here tomorrow. BMaz and Beamer on WBEN.